Oh, what's up, party people? It is your boy, Diddly Lang Chang, Chiming Dennis, Sung Shoi Pao, Minasawa Otoni Toshimara. Welcome back to the 4 o'clock news.
Hi, everyone. It's the Dr. Denise Show, my son, my teacher. And what do we want to talk about today?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I think I just want to thank you because I was in the midst of what you call my, what do you say when I'm in my cleaning mode?
Oh, this woman right here. This woman cleans 24/7 all day, all night. I hate when she tells me clean. It's annoying.
Okay. Yeah. So his perception is that I clean all the time, but obviously, everyone has their perception. So I'm not saying you're wrong. Your perception's your perception.
I'm not.
But it's Sunday morning, and I was just saying, let's have you sweep. And by the way, I really appreciate the way you, right when I asked you to help with household chores, you did not even complain. You just started sweeping. So thank you.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, don't you think you used to complain a lot more than you do now?
Sure.
Okay. So I want to thank you, though, because you helped me to have more fun. You want to tell everyone what you suggested while we were cleaning today?
Well, let's just say this mom can be very boring sometimes. And without me, I don't know what she'd be doing right now. Probably cleaning. Yeah,
she'd be cleaning. Karen was sweeping. Thank you.
No problem, sweetheart.
And he said, Mom, let's make this more fun. Can we watch a show while I'm cleaning? So you figured out a way to make something that's not fun a little bit more fun. And somehow that sweeping turned into like an hour and a half of hanging out. And that to me is called quality time.
Yeah.
And you actually, there's different ways we want to know that someone cares about us. And I think one of the things you let me know is that when you want to spend time with me, don't you tell me right away, like, Mom, Mom, what do you say to everyone? Can you explain to everyone?
I just say, do you want to spend time?
Yeah.
And if she says no, then I'm out. But if she says yes, then all
right. Right. And I think it's really important. You remind me all the time that you're about to turn 13. And that, what did you say about once you get to a certain age, how it's going to be about hanging out?
I never said anything about that. I did say, when you're 13, the fairies go away. When you turn 13, all the fairies are gone. All your imaginary friends are gone. I don't know.
What? You actually told me you better hang out with me now because when I get older, I'm not going to want to hang out with you as much.
Oh.
You have told me that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's what I meant. So anyways, I think one of the most important things for me being your mom, like the way you teach me so much, is that when you ask me for what you want, I try to pay attention. Sometimes I get that one stared off into space look that you get really annoyed with. Do you want to tell everyone about that?
Yeah, I don't know why you stare off into space so much. It's weird.
Well, lots of times I'm thinking about either like a patient or I'm thinking about a show. So then what you do, which is really helpful, is you snap your fingers. You're like, Mom, are you watching the show? You really want me to be paying attention. So is there anything else you want to say about quality time or maybe even what you asked me about driving you?
Yeah, I like it when she drives me to fencing.
Yeah. And so we actually realize that quality time is one of the things that means a lot to us. And that's something you don't know until you're a parent, what your kids are going to need at different ages. And I just want to thank you, Karen, because you always tell me what you need. Like, it's like, there's no question. Like, you're someone who uses your voice to say, hey, I prefer you to drive me. And I said, what did I say about my patient's schedule?
You said, all right, let's go.
Yeah, I basically said I'm fine with being flexible with the schedule. So I think the other thing about it is I feel really fortunate that I work for myself, that I can shift my patient schedule around to spend that time with you.
That's true.
Yeah, it's really true. And you're actually a lot of fun. Yeah. The other thing, though, about you is after a day of school, you, even though you love music, can you tell everyone maybe why you like the car to be quiet?
I don't know why. I just do, honestly.
Can I tell you why I think you like it? And you can tell me if I'm right or wrong.
Okay.
I think after a full day of school and being on, because you're like really like the fun one and your friends like you, I think it's just a little bit tiring. And I think you need quiet.
No, it's not that it's tiring. It's just that I don't like radio music.
Oh, okay.
You like radio music sucks. I promise you, people. Get your own playlist with your own songs. If any radio stations here, sorry, but play better music.
Okay, so in this episode, is there anything else you want to say about quality time and spending time with your kids? Like a shout out to people of what maybe they should think about?
I mean, I wouldn't say so. I think we've covered everything. Yeah.
Okay, that's good. So thank you guys. So quality time is something that we value in our family. Make sure you know what your kid likes to do to hang out with you.
She didn't pay me, by the way.
Oh, thank you for clarifying that. That's really important.
No problem, sweetheart.
Okay. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
I was, play the music now.
Play the goddamn music. Oh, he did. Bye, everyone. It's been...